I'm rolling. It's presently 7:02 on Wednesday, May 18th. I'll call the Sugar Creek Township Trustee Board meeting to order. We'll start the meeting by approving meeting minutes from the April 20 meeting.
Copies.
And here's the one with the...
The original. You guys want to review the original? Any changes from what you sent?
No.
Oh yeah, this was all procedural stuff. Any questions?
No questions.
Very well. I move that we accept the minutes of the April 20th meeting as presented.
I will second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the minutes from the April 20th meeting, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? And there's none, so that is approved. And on April 30, we had a special meeting. If we can review those meeting minutes.
Those are copies. Here's the original. There's no attachments.
And yes, John and I were present at that, as well as Anita. So, John, if you have any questions with respect to the minutes.
Nope, I'm good.
Me neither. I mean, I'm also good. No questions for me. I move that we approve the meeting minutes for April 30th meeting as presented. May I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes as presented, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained?
I will abstain.
Thank you, Tom. I failed to state my intention that this is a one-hour meeting. That is my goal today. The agenda looks super light, so it's achievable, I think. All right, Anita, you want to go through your fiscal officer reports?
Sure.
I'm timing you.
Here we go.
Official timer.
As of April.
There you go.
They're the same as what you received. Bite me now.
All right. Any questions regarding financial statements?
I'm good. No questions.
Then I move that we approve the financial statements as presented. May I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the financial statements, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And there's none, so that passes.
All right, here are the payrolls for the road employees.
I
Okay, here's the bank reconciliation for April. I'm not sure if you ever compare the two to the financials, but this one here was as of 4/28 or 29. I can't read it. These are as of April 30th.
Yeah, okay. So that's gonna be why the numbers are off by a little bit, quite a bit. And are we still getting our high interest transfer?
It's higher. It's not as high as it was.
Yeah.
I think the one account had 300 and some.
Yeah.
Sweep account.
See that? Yep.
The small one gets a little bit.
Sorry.
I'm good if you are.
Yep.
Any questions?
No questions.
All in favor of approving? No. I move that we approve the bank reconciliation. May I have a second?
Second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And it passes unanimously.
Okay, I have several purchase orders.
Okay.
That's the cover sheet form.
Okay. And more after this, or this is it? These three?
Those three.
Okay. Three purchase orders. Columbia Gas for $4.55. Columbia Gas for $1,500. And Local IQ for $15.10. Did we advertise? Oh, bid advertisement. So $1,500 and $15.10 in total. Purchase order request.
I'm good. What's going on here? I saw that thing flash. Did it turn off?
Mm.
You can keep going.
All right.
No troubleshooting.
No worries.
Battery's good, okay.
So I move that we approve purchase orders 57-2022, 58-2022, and 59-2022 for the total of $1,515.10.
I will second your motion.
Mm.
Unless your motion wasn't complete.
I want to amend it.
Okay.
Because the total amount is literally $1,519.65. I missed the $4.55 one.
I'll second your amended motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the purchase orders as presented, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes as well. Any opposed or abstain? Passes unanimously. We'll sign these before the meeting concludes.
This is the payment listing for the bills we pay tonight, plus the ones going electronically throughout the month.
Okay.
Specifically utilities.
Wayne County Commissioners, we pay them so much.
Just wait.
If we just get a guy on that board that would solve this problem. Sorry. Any questions regarding the payment listing here, guys?
No questions.
Then I move that we approve the payment listing as presented here. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And there are none. Passes unanimously. We'll sign checks before the meeting concludes.
And then the last thing is just an updated fund balance. And that's all I have.
Really?
Yep.
Nice work.
Okay, I don't want to trip over myself, I'm going to be deliberate. Road supervisor reports.
Mailed them to you.
We've had an opportunity to review the road inspection form and the monthly department report. Are there any changes we make to those or any discussion we need to have about those?
The only thing that I'll note on there is that the stone that we got was still at last year's price, because they are still honoring the order Kevin had from earlier this year at the old price.
Okay.
He still has a few, some more tons that are coming in, but he said he'll let us know when the 2021 stone bid ends and we start getting billed at the 2022 price.
All right, very good. Any remaining discussion to discuss?
Oh, I've replaced the flag at the township garage.
Oh.
It had holes in it.
Nice, thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
It's got a new flag.
Then I move that we include the road inspection form and the monthly department report into the meeting minutes. May I have a second for that?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of including those reports in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? Then there are none. Review progress from last...
Do you have a copy of that, or should I?
I don't have a copy with me. It's in the email.
Okay, so you sent that to me as well? Yeah.
Next item is review progress from last month's decision. I would ask the agenda maker to clarify what that point means.
So there was a few things. Well, we got the,
right.
Obviously we paid off our stuff from our,
yep.
As far as the powered broom, that's at the garage and along with the forklift. So those projects are done, it's all the checks cleared, so we can put them down and file them away. Last month we opened up our stone bid and our oil bid, and Melway did go around with Kevin and they, like they normally do, and they came up with a list. I worked and printed off from 21 back through 2018 our list. The one list I forgot to do was 2022. It's in your email if you want to bring it up.
Oh, okay.
You'll be able to see the 2022 list. And we have also talked that we were going to use ARP funds to do part of it through ARP, part of it through road and bridge funds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at our ARP account right now. We're at 195, 85, 48 cents. As you can see, the main bulk of it is 262.
Right.
For our typical 67s on the main roads. And of course, we have some of the side roads that are get the eights, or we had good luck with the slag. Kevin is good with slag as well.
Oh yeah.
So there's the price difference between slag and number eights. The only one he said we could take off, he redrove Dreamwood, and we paved that 3 years ago and it still looks really good.
Doesn't get a lot of traffic.
It doesn't get a whole lot of traffic. He said that typically, you know, sometimes it's 3 years, sometimes it's 6 years. He's like, it's only got 3 years. He feels like we could take Dreamwood off that list.
Yeah.
So.
And so the decision we would need to make then is, are we going to use our ARP fund resource to fund these expenditures, a proportion of these expenditures?
Correct.
I see.
And Melway has reviewed the procurement policy contract that we have. They're fine signing it.
Okay.
So that's a two-parter. So one of it is a mandated affirmations for formal procurement contracts. So dealing with like personal property taxes, they got to be paid up on their taxes. Civil rights, you know, you can't be violating those acts.
Right.
Certification regarding lobbying. So that would be one thing that they're going to have to sign.
Okay.
I printed off a copy for that. Notice I got pink strips.
Yeah, is that a resolution for
this? Is the actual contract.
Oh, okay.
That we have to go through and like we have to come up with a name for the project.
Okay.
And again, just, and this is so we can use ARP funds.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because we can't do our normal bid process that we have for years because ARP has their own guidance. So
okay,
so
project name, do you just want to go ARP funding chip and seal?
Yeah, I would call it the chip and seal project, 2022 chip and seal project.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're still going to have some that's coming out of our road and bridge, so I thought if you put ARP in front of it.
Yeah.
To identify that we're using.
I'm cool with that.
2022 ARP chip and seal.
Chip and seal.
Yep.
Project. And I have Millway's information that I need to put in there. So we do, my understanding is we do need to send this back to Millway, this list,
mm-hmm.
and go, these roads here we want to, or the way I would do it is say we have 190,000 that we're going to, for ARP funds that we're going to use.
Yep.
And tell Kevin and Millway to come up with $190,000 or close to it.
Yep.
To come up with those roads, create that list that's detailed to
that's
meet
one,
our contract.
That's one project, and then the remainder
then
we'll
do.
And
a separate one that we'll do for
yep.
the road and bridge fund.
Yep.
If you're good with that.
I yep. am. I think yep. that's good brilliant.
Plan. The only decision we kind of need to make is do we want to go ahead and do eights and slag on some of these roads?
It's
eights. Just want to let Kevin kind of come up with it.
And slag.
If you take 262, 299, the main bulk of it,
yeah,
and subtract the one, like just 190, that comes up to $72,000 that were coming out of our pocket.
Got it.
So even if you did everything, including Dreamwood, with slag, that's 72 plus 55. That would be coming out of road and bridge.
Yeah. Blosser, Rudy East, and Wingard North. I mean, Blosser and Winger get a ton of traffic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they misspell Winger Road?
I think it's Winger. I think it's Winger Road.
Yeah, I don't think there's a. I don't think there's a D on the end. I think I'm. I would favor slag over the limestone,
mm-hmm.
I think.
It looks nice now at Lake Harmon. We got
yeah.
2 years on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is going to be handled through our normal process of paying for it through road and bridge, that decision. That's not really a decision we need to make tonight. We can tell them our intention
yeah.
to go that route. And then, yeah, I think they need to take out $190,000, $195,000 worth of these roads that they've identified and bundle that together as one.
Okay. So, can I make a motion?
Yes, please.
I make a motion that Kevin works with Millway to create a list, a detailed list of roads to be paid with ARP funds up to $195,000.
Yep.
Are you okay with that, Anita? Is $195 still being in the account?
Up to
$195.
$95
is what he says, and we are at $195,085.
So that leaves $85.
They're not going to come in dead. Not to exceed $195.
Right, it's not to exceed $195.
It's probably how we need to write that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
motion.
Why I want to make sure it's not to exceed 195.
Because if they, I would prefer them to come in at like 193 and give us a little cushion.
Yeah.
Okay.
But somewhere
yeah.
approximate.
Do you have that motion written down?
No, I do not. I just came up with it.
And I was about to second it.
To made a motion that road supervisor Kevin Hofstetter work with
Millway
Paving to
create a list of roads to be paved with ARP funds, not to exceed
$195,000. Okay.
I will second that.
Good deal. All in favor say yes.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
That's one part of it.
Now, what's your other?
So the other part is we have 72,000, you know, as far as the main bulk, we still have 72,000.
Yeah.
Do we want to give Kevin the same thing, up to a dollar amount to do the whole project? You know, we did commit to that. We have our name on list for a truck in 2023.
Then,
we have 150 in the capital.
Yeah, I would. And so you're thinking the rest of that amount, then the 72 plus the 50, it really comes out to
55 50. Would be worst case scenario.
Yeah. So about $122,000 to $123,000 mm-hmm. for the remainder.
Out of Road and Bridge.
And so should we structure that motion more as a motion to authorize Kevin to move ahead with Millway for the remainder net of the ARP project?
Mm-hmm. Be coming out of Road and Bridge, the paving project.
Yeah, and not to exceed, we could say $125,000, and that'll carry everything over. Because we don't know exactly, he won't be exactly 195 out of the other one, so we should make it 125.
Right, yes.
Is that the intention of what you thought?
Yes.
I can
and
make.
If he cuts Dreamwood down as a slag price, that's 4,800.
Yeah, so we're around 51 plus 72, 123, but he won't be. 72's a low estimate of what he might come up with, so I think if we're 125, that's pretty good.
And remember that we're also probably going to have higher asphalt costs this year. Now, Kevin brought up that tree trimming has been whacked way down. So barring that, we don't have any emergencies, you know, windstorms that knock a whole bunch of trees down. He doesn't have anything scheduled. Plus crack sailing, he didn't have anything scheduled. So really, he's been doing pretty good as far as maintenance. He's pretty caught up on quite a few things. But we've, you know, I think if I remember, a tree trimming was $10,000 to $15,000 a year that we've been allowing him to have.
Yeah.
Crack ceiling's been $10,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
And he's not doing that this year. Okay. So we got some money coming back, but we have some more money going out because of asphalt costs that have gone up, along with the potential roller that we have coming up too. So.
Oh, here, this goes with the ARP thing.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion. Sorry, let me back up. I will move that we approve, that we authorize Kevin to complete the remainder of the chip and seal projects as presented by Millway for an amount of approximately $125,000.
Okay. I will second that motion.
Thank you, Tom.
Amount?
125.
Do you want me to repeat this?
No, I saw
it. You saw it?
I saw
good.
It, yeah.
Okay.
So all in favor of authorizing Kevin for the remainder of the chip and seal projects with Millway, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And there's none.
And Tom seconded that.
Yes. Yeah. Any other review we need to do based on last month's decisions?
I'm still working through the contract.
Okay. Oh, am I going too fast?
No, you're good.
Okay.
There's a request that's blank for bonding and insuring. Tom, would you think that their $1 million bond would be sufficient for what we're doing?
You mean Millway's bond?
Yeah. In the contract, it's asking that the contractor is bonded. Taxes, insurance, and bonds. The contract guarantees to pay all the payroll taxes, workers' comp, insurance, all the good stuff. The contractor shall furnish personal liability, property damage, and theft insurance certificates in the amount of blank with a blank umbrella policy.
I don't know what the regular amount should be. There's probably a standard set amount, but we've not had to enter into formal contracts with them before, correct? Maybe we don't have anything to go by.
I think they provide some information to us. I got a big packet.
Okay. It'd be nice if is it stated? That's just their balance sheet. Okay, here we go. Farmers. General liability.
They have a 1 million each occurrence, but it says damage to rented prem. Okay, it's not it. Personal, general aggregate. General aggregate is 2 million. So they do have 1 million, and they have an umbrella of 10 million.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, we can use those amounts.
Okay. Do you feel that that's, are you comfortable that yeah. that's enough to cover? Or would you want to run this past OTARMA?
No, I don't think that would be necessary. I mean, I would probably to see who the insurer is.
Yep.
Probably just ask them if that's normal, but I don't know why we couldn't use these limits of liability here, the $1 million per occurrence. So would you, so what were the two lines?
The contractor shall furnish personal liability, property damage, theft insurance certificates in the amount of blank with blank umbrella policy and a workers' compensation certificate.
Yeah, I would say 1 million, and you could do 1 million and 10 million. That's what's, those are their limits on here. So that keeps the process moving.
Yes. If you're good with that, then I think the rest of it I can fill out. So
okay.
This isn't a Word document.
Mm-hmm.
I will fill it out, tag you guys in it, and upload it to the matrix okay. before we send it down to Millway for signing.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then we do have our own checklist that needs to be filled out by, it says by fiscal. I think we can help with that. But these are some of the documents that kind of a checkoff sheet for us to go through.
Can't be harder than a 1040. She should be able to handle it.
There's a lot of checkboxes.
Sorry.
And maybe Anita, you could start it. If you get stuck, you could you know, say, okay, I've completed this much, and then email it out and pass it down the line.
Because at the end of, when we're ready to sign our end of the contract, I hope to have copies of all the certificates and everything put together for that project, so it's all in one spot, kind of like what we did with CARES Act.
You want this filled out tonight, like right now?
No.
Okay. No. I wouldn't do that to you. This is between May and June.
This is leisure work when you're under the umbrella.
Leisure.
So that'll keep the process going, the prosecutor, and getting it all reviewed and done. So.
Are we ready to discuss liquidation of equipment?
I went to log on, and it says that we no longer have an account because it's been idle for so long. Ooh. So I'm in the process of reestablishing the account. If you guys are okay with GovDeals still being our auction site.
Absolutely.
So that was.
Did you, you moved on that quickly?
I did. Did you have some more things you want to? No, go ahead. We'll.
I'm sorry. Who is that? Who's the account with?
GovDeals.
GovDeals.
GovDeal.
Yep.
I was like, oh yeah, I found all the account information, found all my passwords, everything. Went to log in and get this nice, you're expired.
I'm ready for the next.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
So we are on the liquidation of the equipment, and we're postponed there, tabled until next meeting, I would say. Or, well, I think.
We'll have two separate resolutions.
Yeah.
Because you were, maybe just do it all in one shot. We can list it in one resolution.
Okay.
Basically, we have to declare that it's no longer usable equipment and that we are disposing of it through a process.
Can we do that without having your GovDeals account established, or?
If you want to make a resolution tonight to do that, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think we can do that, and then that gets us going.
Sure.
And approves you. Did you just give me
a finger? Are these not resolutions that we have gotten from the auditor in the past?
The last one would have been a few years ago. I haven't had a chance to go back through the meetings and look to see if we have one drawn up already. I just know we did a resolution.
Yeah.
I know the tractor we did a resolution on to do that one through auction, and I believe the office equipment we did that as a resolution.
Do you want to table till next month when we can have resolutions?
If there's an
prepared?
Actual resolution that
we're not just dreaming one up.
Yeah, okay. That might be easiest.
I'm fine with that.
Then we can table these until the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I should have the account all established, ready to go.
Okay.
And it'll be just simple passive resolutions, put them up on the
perfect.
Make announcements.
Are you going to look for those resolutions or you want me to? You
I will.
Okay.
All right, discuss roller for asphalt paving. Any progress on this line item?
Yeah, East Union is interested as well in co-sharing a roller.
Mm-hmm.
Both do similar amounts of asphalt. Kevin and Dave work quite a bit together, so good relationship. It seems to be fairly close to equal as far as the use would go. It would be a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's down to hammering out some of the details of who stores it, how we want to handle maintenance. And I think the big question is, how do we do insurance?
Yeah,
I was going to lean on you for guidance on, is that something you think one insurance, like, would our insurance cover it, or would East Union's? Because they have Ohio plan.
Yeah.
It's not like we have the same plan.
I don't know, but I got a guy.
You have a guy?
To talk to.
Awesome.
So let me ask about that.
Yeah.
How we would, how would it best be structured?
Would you mind handling talking to East Union with...
Just
only on the insurance part of it. I mean,
sure. Who would the contact be over there?
Kevin thought Val Lewis, their fiscal, was handling checking into the insurance.
I know Val. I don't know how to get a hold of her, but
I have her number.
Yeah, she has her contact information.
I think the rest of it's pretty easy to work out. I think Kevin and Dave pretty much have it kind of drawn up on a piece of paper. It's just a matter of the insurance thing to get hammered out. So.
Okay.
And then we can hand our list off to the prosecutor and create the agreement. So.
I do need to report in that I actually received a phone call from one of the Bachman Township trustees.
Oh, yeah.
Asking if we would be interested in going in with them to buy a roller.
Mm.
And I said that we had this arrangement already in the works, but that I would consult with our road superintendent, talk to Kevin to ask him his opinion about that. He thought maybe sharing three ways was a little much as far as, you know, availability of it. He did tell me, though, that the one that we've rented, we're already letting them borrow it, and that he would be more comfortable in us, you know, maybe trading with them so they provide us a truck to help with doing hot patch work and stuff like that, and then we come up there and help them with the roller.
We go up and drive it ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, I mean, Kevin is the one that knows more when it's going to be used and how much, so he was not in favor of that, not because for any reason other than just availability might not be ideal.
And we would want to disclose that intention with East Union so that there's no surprises.
Yeah, right.
Since that's only half of our assets, so
yeah.
to speak.
I did preliminary, went back to the trustee and told him how I thought it would be, and that probably not, but you bring up a good point that let's check with them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
East Union has been working, like the last 2 years, you'd see a day where there's two East Union trucks, two Bachman, two Sure Creek, and the roller going, and we're just laying asphalt.
Yeah,
so
great.
So East Union, we all worked well together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just trust Kevin's judgment on that.
I'm just thinking out loud, there's going to be maintenance on this. Well, part of our agreement is who does the maintenance.
Yep.
They have a better maintenance capability.
Mm-hmm.
That might be attractive.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But
I think Kevin and Dave both use the same
company. So it's moot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see a reason why we can't share resources, but maybe only hold ownership jointly with East Union.
East Union,
yeah.
Yep.
As long as East Union agrees to that.
Yep.
And consents, so. Alrighty, thank you guys. Anything else that we need to discuss with respect to road? Is this a good time to talk about the June 2nd meeting on the Way 30 project?
Sure.
I think we probably all received the notice for the public involvement that came from ODOT announcing the meeting on June 2nd between 5 and 7 at the Downton Intermediate School cafeteria between 5 and 7 p.m. I'm planning to be there.
Did you take it that was a 5 o'clock start going for 2 hours or come in and ask questions, come and go type of thing?
I have looked at some things on some comments that I read on some Facebook posts, and it almost sounds like this just might be a table with information on it, and the public can walk by and pick pamphlets up and, and maybe address some public officials. I didn't get the sense that this is going to be a presentation like we had sat in on. Quite frankly, I don't recall at the session that we sat in on talking about the no-build alternative necessarily. I recall them saying that they didn't quite have the budget to do everything, so they're going to have to establish priorities. And I guess that means there might be some no-build alternatives, but I'm in favor of the no-build alternative.
At this point, I think Scott Miller emailed here a couple days ago as well that he has some concerns, so he's organizing a public officials meeting. It's not open to the public. It's a public officials getting together to discuss.
After this.
Yeah.
And I shared my schedule with him, so we can be engaged in that.
Farm Bureau is also identified in that as well.
So, good.
I've been having conversations with Lindsay from Farm Bureau about the necessity of, you know, Kohler Road and a couple of small roads that agriculture use is important. Farm Bureau have opened to stand with us on this, making sure we have good roadways to go across. So.
Well, and it's not just crossing. I was crossing at Kohler today going north to south towards, no, south to north towards Orrville. And coming down 30 is agricultural equipment. And so 30 is the way you get from field to field if you have to. So it's not just crossing. And I don't know if that study really thought about a disc setup coming down 30 and blocking the shoulder and one lane. But I saw it today.
You know, as I look at all that information, the irony seems that the people who will benefit from that are people that don't live here. Like the people that live here in this area, in that area, are not going to benefit from this. But people passing through our area that don't live and don't pay taxes in our area. Now, I know ODOT, we all pay taxes.
Right.
But those are the people that benefit from this whole project. And a lot of us are left to survive how to get from A to B now. It's going to be terrible.
Well, I know the Dariette is fit to be tied.
How are you going to cross? I mean, to do, because they're going to close that. If you're on State Route 94 and you have to, you want to cross Route 30, you're really going to, you're going to go right, make a, get in the left lane,
left,
a U-turn, then get over in the right lane to make a right turn.
Or if you're coming from Canton on 30 and you got a hunger for ice cream, you got to go past, hang a left, come back around, and
the worst part is,
and then get back out.
Because you got to, not only do you have to do the U-turn, but you have to go across all the lanes. And I mean, when I sit at Kohler Road in the morning to try to get out on 30, the traffic coming both directions, and to think about if I was going to go south on Kohler, I don't know how I'd do it. I wouldn't. I'd go another way. Well, maybe that's their intent.
And the ridiculous thing was, if you've sat on the south side of Kohler crossing 30, you've probably had somebody who's wanting to either come in or go out of Old 30 there. And they didn't address that at all in their plan. Because it's not in the right of way, I'm sure. But
Or the water issue that they have down in Lake Harmony, because technically Lake Harmony owns the right of way that they're using to put their water into Lake Harmony, and so they don't want to touch it. But I'm sure if you went down there and started throwing cement down there and plugging off their
drains,
their drains, I'm sure ODOT would be hitting you pretty hard and saying that you can't do that. I mean, they want to regulate you, but they don't want to have any funding to do with it. So.
I don't want to incite people to riot, but I didn't see any opportunities to come in with pitchforks and torches at some point that, you know, if we need to do that. That they need to understand the impact, and it's not just on property damage. It's on livelihoods, in some cases, of businesses that are going to be influenced by this.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
So I'm planning to go to that. Don't know if you guys are or not.
I plan to be there.
Yeah, we won't make it a special meeting. We'll,
yeah.
Yeah. But,
we'll keep our distance.
Yeah.
Arm points, right?
Right. Okay, fire department reports. I think we received a couple of them by email. Did you have an opportunity to review those?
Yeah, I'm good, yep.
East Wayne's report came through.
47 Cherry Street, 28 Incorporated, 19 Incorporated.
Okay. And Kidron's?
Kidron's is right here as well.
Okay. Okay, any discussion, questions, or anything on those? We don't need to make a decision necessarily, but I would move that we include these in the meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Thank you, John. I'll approve all.
Favor?
All those in favor of approving these being in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? No. None. So that's unanimous. Okay. Any updates on Ohio State Fire Marshal's grant? Anything there to bring to the meeting or?
Mark's, the radios are at Staley's. We got told they wouldn't be here till after July. They did show up, but we have not received the funding. I emailed the state fire marshal's office about the funding for the Mark's, and as well as I have not received the grant agreement for the SCBA bottles. So I'm assuming that I'm still blanketed that I'm okay to sign those documents when I presented them so we can keep the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only thing we left will be to get serial numbers, model numbers, all the stuff to amend our inventory list with the KBFD contract.
Sounds good.
I do want to consider getting stickers, inventory stickers that say Sherrick Township on it to start putting on some of these items.
Yep.
If you're okay with that.
Yep.
Okay.
It's our property. Just because we're neighborly doesn't mean we're not gonna.
It just clarifies it, because yeah. We know it today, but 10 years from now,
yeah,
that could be a different story.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be another Wayne County Commissioner election at some point.
You never know.
We've had so much success here, we might just go all the way up, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You never know.
You go first.
You go first. You test the waters.
All right.
Everything we brought up, KBFD put a request in about getting some signs for the fire station along Kidron Road and Emerson Road. Wayne County Engineer's Office, I want to thank them for working with KBFD to get that done, along with they wanted some signs for around their building, like Do Not Enter.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne County Engineer's Office, their sign department made those signs for KBFD.
Nice.
As
sweet.
Well. So hats off to Wayne County Engineer's Office, and they're hoping to have some of that stuff up by time KBFD has their open house.
Open house is next Saturday, the 21st, between 1 and 4, I think.
Yes.
Cool.
I do believe. I think the ceremony is at 2 o'clock.
Oh, there's a ceremony.
I think there's a ceremony at 2 o'clock.
Township trustees need to be there? Are we being recognized?
I'm at work. I might be able to be there.
Is it dignitary?
What else is there? I think that's the tags. And moving forward with the grants, I think that's about it. So.
Okay.
Oh. Levy's passed. Yeah.
Yes.
So we probably should start looking into our contracts.
I did see that, yeah. On the results.
That was the other thing that hit me as we were sitting here. Maybe start opening that conversation with, you know, obviously with the KBFD, we have an amendment for the
right. The
inventory, and with East Wayne, you know, is there anything we want to change, you know, with, I noticed like the reports that we get from KBFD, East Wayne, if we could maybe, we as our board come up with a uniform way that we want to see it come, that way it's not two different reports, it's all uniform. So
oh, okay. Yeah.
Just to clarify that, you know, maybe we provide document, you know, the documentation for the
template of some kind, yeah.
Yeah. Just a little clean up, a little stuff like that. So
okay. All right.
Just something to think about, that our contract does end up at on December 31st that the contract ends, so we need to have something in place, so.
Is that something you think we should invite each of the boards in, maybe separately, and talk about some of that stuff to our, at our meeting?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. All right, now unfinished business. Is there anything here that we need to address? Excuse me.
Prosecutor's office, the website, we kind of already hit about that.
Yeah, I'll just, so it's officially on the record, went through some training with them, and I will, I'm going to do another training session with them just to become more knowledgeable about how to maintain our website. And I did deliver the payment fee to them that they had been asking about.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys see the spam we're getting now through the site.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where I think we can add a CAPTCHA gateway.
Yeah, we had that.
We had that earlier. It didn't make it on this new revised.
Have you, has it been coming like website submissions or just...
It's website submission.
I haven't got any email from the website.
Oh, buddy, you're missing out. I mean, we've had opportunities to buy stuff.
You wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
No, I seriously haven't got anything since we switched.
I will ask her
about that. I saw we got one today.
Yeah.
Well, this Eric Jones guy, I get these all the time on my website, and he's always trying to sell website services. He said, so we've gotten two of those. Mm-hmm. Nick Collado, we get to include our website on 35 business directories if we want to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just stupid stuff like that where bots go out and they search for these submission things, and if you don't have a...
I'm a human being.
Here's how many sidewalks and streetlights there are.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Tom, if you can touch base with them. If you can learn how to code that in there.
That'd be great. And see if my email is included in that, because I haven't got a thing yet.
American Rescue Plan funding, I think we addressed that. ODOT Way 30, I think we addressed that.
The only thing I had on the American Rescue Plan,
okay.
As I was going through my meeting file, I kept that storm siren.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to do maybe one siren?
From what I've heard informally, there should be a whistle down here. I haven't seen the tower go up yet.
And we have them in Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to do one out by the Amish area down here off of Jericho, somewhere in that area?
Yeah, possibly.
Is there a high area out there? That,
yeah, if you're in the area of
Lustig and Hackett.
On top of Winger by Jericho.
Yeah.
There's some high area over there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's anything in West Lebanon.
Right.
Probably should talk to Paynton Township, see if they have anything going on over there in that area so we don't overlap each other.
Have you come north on 94 out of Mount Eaton recently?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, they're shaming us. They have hydrant service all the way from the village to the water plant.
Do they really?
Yeah, I mean, they got a mile and a half or two of hydrants coming south or north out of the... out of the village.
That's impressive.
I thought when I drove past there, it's like, why hasn't Sugar Creek Township done that? But we don't have, I mean, I assume they have a well field, or well, they've got that well field down there, or a wastewater plant down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they've just solidified the corridor.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's awesome.
It is.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we can come out of Kidron necessarily because we don't have a well field. And Kidron, but wow, that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're all good.
Did you say you're considering using ARP funds for the storm siren?
Yeah. Or do you want to use the ARP funds again next year for chip seal, and then without free up some money for?
Oh yeah.
Storm siren.
Yeah. Possibly.
Start looking into see what pricing and what that may look like.
So potentially using ARP funds.
Yeah. Since it's been on our list for a while.
Yeah. All right. I'm down on number 7, 2022 goals of the board. If I skipped ahead too far, then back me up. But I stopped over at our new record storage, what formerly was called Reed Records, and introduced myself and left my contact information because the individuals I needed to talk to were not there and I haven't heard anything back. But, you know, they're open for business. So,
Are we still not getting billed?
It doesn't sound like we've gotten a bill since January.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop over there again and tell them, you know, we want to pay you.
Yeah.
And I think the former owner still is working there just as part of the transition, but he'll be retiring soon. So I was going to look for his email. I probably have it, but actually it's under a different domain name, so it wouldn't be relevant. But I might call him, just call him to do that. I'm going to write that down. All right, any other things we need to discuss here?
No, we can check D off on number 7.
Yep.
Renewal of the fire levies. So thank you to the voters for renewing them. We appreciate that.
Yeah, good one. All right, next meeting will be June 21st at the Township Garage. And then the following meeting, or following month in July, we'll revert back to our second Tuesday of the month, unless plans change.
That's my shift day.
Are you serious?
That's the first one in the year. That...
You are so high maintenance.
June 21st, is that a Tuesday, Wednesday, what is that?
Oh, I can possibly tell you here. Tuesday.
Tuesday, June 21st.
Third Tuesday, then.
July, I can maybe go the third Tuesday, but after that I'm booked. So do the 19th, if that's not a...
Yeah. Just happens the 12th is my shift day, so the 13th would work if you want to go the day after, or the 19th, I'm off as well, so...
I'd do the 13th.
13th. Well,
is that a, what day is that?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We can say tentatively the 13th, and we'll confirm next meeting.
I'm going on a long vacation, like 4 days.
That week?
The day after.
Oh, the day after.
Up to the 12th, okay.
So that should be okay. And you said the next meeting in June is
the 21st at the Township Garage.
That's correct.
We've got new fancy, new fandangled Wi-Fi over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of good things.
All right, any other agenda items? Any public comments?
I'd say we sign some documents.
I'm not opposed. Wow.
That
would
be Thanks.
Can you give me that date for the July meeting again? July
13th? Yeah.
Yeah, not too many checks to sign.
Well, I got a big bundle here.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Cheater.
Thank you.
Did this go with those?
Oh, yeah. All right, any outstanding items we failed to address? Yes, John?
Just from the County Township Association.
Yeah.
Anita, have we received the bill for annual dues?
It was in the ones you signed.
Okay. Could we also, there's a new level of membership now. They made it a set of associates. Drawing a blank at the beginning of the name. Either way, it's for Kevin. So it's for road supervisors, police chief, you know, fire chiefs, high-end administration. It's a $25 membership versus the $60 for us.
Yeah.
But they're going to have their own separate information spot on the website and have better access to information and classes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kevin was interested in that.
Yeah.
Affiliate, thank you. I knew it began with an A. I would say that next month we also add that, we pay for that for Kevin as well.
Okay.
If you guys are okay with that.
Yeah.
So, that would also save him some money if he goes down to OTA, to the winter conference.
So if she includes that as part of the checks that we approve, do we need to do anything beyond that in terms of authorizing that?
Just have a discussion tonight to tell her to,
yeah,
hey, next month, go ahead and have that drawn up for a check for $25 for Kevin.
So. Thank you, Doug.
It's, again, a new position that they haven't had,
so. All right, anything else outstanding?
No.
Can I move that we adjourn the meeting? May I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
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 Yes. And any opposed or abstained, there's none. It is 8:01, 59 minutes.
Okay, yeah.